Stag Show. This is Bob.
Hey, everybody. This is Miles Title on the Bob Lament Show.
That's a first. You've always called it the Miles Title Show, and then now you've slipped, I think.
Well, I may not be around for much longer.
So. Oh, please. So just like the football cards you're going to leave your children and your cheerleader poster of them.
Yeah.
This will be what you leave to me?
It might be.
Thanks a lot, buddy.
Yeah.
So what's going on, man?
I had volunteered for some manual labor over the holiday weekend.
Yes.
Which was a huge mistake.
For you, yes.
A huge, this is like Dr. Smith from Lost in Space volunteering for you know, his delicate back.
Oh.
William, my delicate back. That was me.
Yeah.
Oh. I volunteered to help roof.
Dr. Smith with the, oh, shingles. Oh, I have those on my knees, I believe, or down by my shins.
Oh, that's such a huge mistake for a big fat guy like me.
Yeah, you don't look like Dr. Smith.
No, I look more like Jack Black. This was a huge, my sister had bought some property in Illinois.
Yeah, Illinois.
Illinois.
Doesn't she live in Illinois?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I went over there. And so we started on a Saturday morning.
Will, do you really want me to go up there, Will?
I realized I've worn the wrong shoes. I've worn, like, tennis shoes.
Oh, jeez. It's all, like, was it real hot and, like, sticky?
And I'm like a cat on glass. Like, ah! Right?
Yeah.
And you're at this angle, you know, you're on this big, steep angle.
How, it wasn't like a IHOP or something, was it?
No, you know, thank God, no. It felt like it with those shoes on. But
it felt like it with those shoes and gravity working against me.
I got about 10 minutes into it and I realized
my giant lead ass. What?
I got about 10 minutes into it and realized it was like a huge mistake.
10 minutes it took?
My back started hurting after 10 minutes.
I figured it would take like just going up the ladder.
No, that was scary in itself.
Flipping yourself onto that roof like a seal in a circus act.
I know.
So what did you do exactly? What was your role in this?
I was attempting to remove shingles, which was a huge, you know, mistake.
Everything ends with a huge mistake on this. I
know, and I actually got burnt pretty bad.
Oh, jeez. Like secondary, are you peeling already?
Huh?
Did you burn so bad that you're already peeling?
My forehead's peeling.
Oh, Jesus.
I know, I got this funky forehead now.
Well, you already had a funky forehead, so.
Well, yeah,
did you wear a hat?
No.
What?
No.
Oh, my God.
Now, what was weird?
Look, you know, you'll be the guy in the hair loss ad with, like, the burnt head and no hair.
Yeah, I know. I already am.
Oh, jeez.
Now, what was weird was my sister had this friend helping.
Possibly somebody with an ankle bracelet on.
Well, it was a woman.
Oh, it was a woman with an ankle bracelet on.
Yes.
Yeah.
An older woman.
Older than you, huh?
Yes.
Who was probably, like, doing twice the work.
Basically, yeah. She was goofing on me, but she's like, you know, after I've been burnt about 4 hours into this, she's like, maybe you could use some sunscreen. I'm like, yeah, all right. So I let her squirt it on my forearms.
Oh, jeez.
And I start rubbing it in. All of a sudden, she gets a big handful and starts doing my neck.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm like, uh-oh. Look out.
You know, I like the softies. That's what we called them in prison.
I think chicks are digging this Jack Black look I got going.
Yeah, they're digging that.
I was going to go on a diet and stuff, but I don't know. I don't think I am now.
Yeah, I can't believe you didn't wear a hat. I mean, you fucking wear a hat every other day.
I don't know what the hell I did with my hat.
You're going, I'm going to go get some bagels. You put on that stupid hat.
I do. I usually have a hat on, and I, like I said, I didn't have work boots on. Big mistake.
Yeah.
What else?
So did this chick, like, come on to you or what?
No, that was pretty much the extent of it.
So it was just basically your imagination.
Basically, yeah.
Oh, okay. You went off into a fantasy world when you heard the sound of lotion between fingers.
Yeah, basically.
That weren't your own, even. So.
No.
Oh, suntan lotion. I see. Never mind.
So that was like the first day.
I think that I've coated myself up so good downstairs that I'll never get burnt, even if I sunbathe nude. Go ahead.
So that was like the first day,
yeah.
Right? So the second day...
You woke up for the second day?
Yeah, I came back for the second day.
Oh, man. I imagine... Was Junior there? Was your sister's son there?
Yeah, he's there.
Was he dropping screws down people's pants?
No, he wasn't putting any screws down anyone's ass crack, thank God.
A little hot tar on your buns?
No, he's matured a little bit.
A little bit, oh, okay.
But while the guys were up top, you know, putting on shingles, my sister was in the place taking out these old tiles.
Yeah.
And so I was helping with that a little bit.
No, so you didn't go on the roof the second day?
No.
Because you said the guys, which means you were down with the women.
Basically, yeah.
Miles, you're not really doing much up here. Why don't you just go down and help the women folk?
Basically, yeah.
Why don't you go make some roasting ears or something?
I was demoted a little bit. I self-demoted myself. Wisely so.
Yeah, okay. Self-demoted.
After about half a day of removing these tiles, I'm informed that possibly the tiles have asbestos in them.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure they do. How old was this place?
I don't know.
Yeah.
But here I am, no mask. You know,
you're breathing that in. Well, nobody else did either, right?
Nah.
Yeah. You'll be all right.
So that's what I'm saying. Call the Bob Lament Show this week.
You got so much wrong with you, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I know. It's not going to matter. A little asbestos at this point. It's not
I read an article today online that says that the couch potato lifestyle is worse for you than smoking, so a little asbestos is not going to hurt your ass.
You think?
No, are you kidding?
What are you trying to say?
I'm just saying that, you know, you were... Marshmallow comes to mind whenever I think of a nickname for you. I should just call you Marshmallow.
You know, that's called projection.
Hey, I know I sit around, but at least I do stuff every once in a while.
Yeah.
You know, I would never volunteer to roof.
Right.
Number one. I know that that's like a godforsaken job that is just for people who have no brains, I think. I would never get up on a roof and try to, like, do anything.
It's intense.
Well, especially, I talked to your wife. Let's do a little backstory here.
Uh-oh.
Today is Tuesday.
Yeah.
We normally do this on Sunday. We knew we were going to put it off until Monday night because of the holiday.
Right.
I called last night.
Yeah.
Miles was in bed. Why? Well, I can't go into all the specifics because he wants to tell you himself, but... He reeks of Ben Gay, and I'm thinking of sleeping on the couch.
What?
Yeah, that's what your wife said.
Oh, shit. You know, I had an accident with that Ben Gay today. I brought it to work with me.
Oh, jeez.
But I forgot it in the car. So it sat in the sun. So at noontime, I went out to put some on, thinking it would still come out as a gel.
It was like liquid?
It was liquid. It shot out. It was like a porn movie. It shot out all over my pants. I had this huge wet spot by my crotch. Greasy wet spot. About the size of a sandwich. By my crotch for half the day. And what was weird was, like, no one said anything. That was the weird part. It was like...
I think that's normal procedure for you at work. They see you go to the bathroom about 9:30.
Yeah.
You know, like you take a magazine with you of some sort, and you come out and you always look like that. So.
Oh, man.
It looks kind of mucusy.
I don't know.
That's too funny. But yeah, your wife told me that, and I thought, oh, geez.
I was tired. I still am a little sore.
Oh, geez. This is going to be something else.
I feel like I was been beaten.
I would never volunteer the roof unless, like, I owed somebody, like, huge.
You know, I thought it'd be a small place. It's about a place as big as my house, you know.
Oh, jeez. That's terrible.
Now, the weird part.
So you've burnt yourself to a crisp and got skin cancer and now have potential of lung cancer with asbestos.
Yeah. Now, the weird part was on the second day.
Uh-huh.
it was decided that maybe we should break for lunch. And possibly we would go out for lunch.
Well, to go on to that a little bit, when I talked to your wife, she also told me you guys didn't start till like 8 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
If you're going to get on the roof of some place, I mean, you start like before it gets light outside.
Yeah, well.
So that way you don't get burnt to a crisp.
We had some driving time, though.
Well, still, then get up early.
We did.
I mean, early.
6 o'clock, man.
No, that's not even early, my friend.
That's early.
I'm like, get up at 3 o'clock and get down there and get ready so that by the time the sun comes up, you're halfway done.
I don't know what 3 a.m. is.
Well, sure you do.
No, I don't.
Okay. So, I mean, that was just stupid, you know.
Well, here's the deal now. It's like, let's get something to eat.
Yeah.
But we're like in a small town in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
And there was a bar across the street, and I was thinking, well, maybe the bar's got hamburgers or something. I don't know what, you know.
Yeah.
So I go over there, and they're like, and the people in the bar are like, well, we have frozen pizza.
There you go.
And we can, you know, fire one up, and they'll be ready in about 15 minutes.
Did they say, what do you want on your tombstone?
They saw me, and they're like, oh, jeez.
They go, I don't know if we got enough pizza for you, Hefty Boy.
Look, it's Junior Samples.
Look, it's a roasted marshmallow.
Jack Black coming in here. No,
it's a burnt marshmallow. Thank God somebody blew the fire off of you, boy.
The Stay Puft Marshmallow Man.
Right.
No, if I go back, I report back to the group. I tell them what's going on.
Yeah. I'm not going to pay no $5 for no fucking frozen pizza.
No, that wasn't the problem. Here's the problem. My brother-in-law, for whatever reason, decided he won't eat in the bar. We have to eat in this old grungy building.
Okay.
And we're like, well, why? He goes, I ain't fucking going there.
Okay.
You know, I thought, well, maybe he's just bullshitting, right? No, it's pretty soon he brings up like this big card table he's brought with.
Oh, jeez.
I'm like, come on, let's eat at the bar. It's
I'm
clean.
Sure.
It's
air conditioned,
you know?
Yeah.
No, we're not.
All right.
So we had to sit on shingles in like 5-gallon buckets and eat this pizza.
Oh, my God.
With our asbestos fingers.
Tar
lips.
Well, why don't you just bring his over and then you guys eat over there?
I don't know why we didn't. We should have ate across the way.
Jesus. I mean, you're like one step away from Jonestown, you know what I mean?
I know. That's probably how Jonestown happened. Can't we go home? Fuck no!
He's saying, everybody drink a Kool-Aid, goddammit. Shut up.
Yeah, I know. I think you're right. I think that is how Jonestown happened, man. Because everyone's like, all right.
Okay.
All right. Must be
I guess we can't go in the air conditioning.
I don't know. We couldn't eat the pizza at the bar. I don't know why.
That's bizarre.
I don't know why I wanted to, but...
Well, it's air conditioned.
Air conditioned.
Hey, come on back, you burnt marshmallow head motherfucker.
Okay. The bartendress wasn't wearing a bra or nothing. I
mean, oh, there you go.
It was a good thing,
there
you know.
You know. So you had entertainment while you ate.
Yeah, you know, I mean, basically, you know, I mean,
You get, hey, make her come back for the drinks, like, individually so I can watch her bounce back and forth.
Boom, ba, ba, boom, ba.
Bring somebody a drink. Hey, can I get a refill? Hey, can I get a...
Hold that wet glass by your shirt.
That's right. Hey, somebody.
Hey, you, hey.
You get everybody on your little gig there.
Oh, my God. It was terrible.
Including the ex-con woman that was rubbing lotion on your back.
Oh, man. Yeah.
That's too much.
It was weird.
So you didn't get to eat at the bar.
Right.
You got burnt. So then what other tasks did you have to do? I mean...
It was bad. You know, like the sleeping arrangements weren't really good.
Oh, you slept at your sister's? Or?
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
You know what that's like. You've been there.
So you sleep with the coon or what?
No, the coon's dead.
Oh, okay.
The raccoon's dead. But, now get this, she's got 3 dogs.
You sleep with the ferret?
That's dead too.
Oh, okay.
No, my sister's got 3 dogs, and none of them are house trained.
Those are my 2 choices whenever I stayed there that one time. You went it was either you,
yeah,
the raccoon, or the ferret.
Yeah, well, and what did you go with? I forget.
I didn't go with you, I can tell you that.
Yeah, good choice. I'd be rubbing lotion on you.
Yeah, I think it was the ferret, because that was the coolest thing in the house.
Yeah.
Took up the least amount of space.
No,
so she got 3 dogs that just shit everywhere, or what?
Yeah, you can imagine the smell in there.
Oh, jeez.
And one of them's a Great Dane.
Oh, God.
She just got this puppy. It's like 11 weeks old. It's already like huge. You know, it's not house trained.
Yeah.
You can imagine what that smells like.
I don't know.
Imagine.
I can
imagine.
I think that they could possibly come out with a new Calvin Klein CK shit. Fragrance.
It was pretty rough.
Bottle it from your sister's house.
It was pretty rough.
Dog fecal matter. So did you have to scoop it up and just step in any or what?
No, I smelled enough though.
Did they pee and poop in the house?
I didn't really keep track. I just was trying to keep track of myself.
So were your kids there too?
Yeah, my kids, my wife was there.
You guys are so family. I mean, you always drag everybody into your horrible, horrible little world.
Yeah, my wife brought the kids out to the work site. My kids are putting rusty nails in their mouth.
Oh, jeez.
I'm like, oh, jeez. Get the kids out of here.
Tetanus for everyone.
I know.
Nobody's getting the tetanus shot. Ain't nobody getting no tetanus shot. Well, the bar said they're giving away free ones. Nobody's getting the tetanus shot for that bar.
Drink the Kool-Aid.
Drink the Kool-Aid.
Drink the goddamn Kool-Aid.
You shut your pie hole, eat your pizza, and drink your Kool-Aid. I brought a damn fine card table 1 hour.
I don't know.
You sit down and eat.
Scary?
So how many pizzas did you guys eat?
How many what?
How many pizzas?
Two.
That's it? Two frozen pizzas?
Yeah.
How many people?
Five.
Oh, my God.
And, like, we were kept, like, we hauled, like, this big, like, trailer, you know, behind the work truck
right. Every
day, and, like, the lights aren't working on it, so there's always a danger of getting, like, rear-ended.
It's only got one wheel.
Yeah, I know. The whole thing was really...
It's got one wheel and a ski.
Oh, man.
We had to keep waxing that thing up.
It was spooky.
Spooky, to say the least.
Very spooky.
Well, I can... assure you, you probably won't do any labor anytime soon.
I will not do any more manual labor this year.
Yeah. Oh, well, there you go. We got a statement.
This year.
That's probably one of your prophecies that will be fulfilled.
Oh, man. When you get into a project like that and you know the first 10 minutes, you're pretty much fucked.
Yeah.
It's like, uh-oh.
Unless you consider labor or getting up off the couch. So then we, you know.
I think... That's probably what happened to people like some people that joined the Army or Marines or something. They realized it was like a bad idea.
Really?
They'd be like, uh-oh, what did I sign up for? Yeah.
I'm honestly surprised that you're not dead, to be honest.
Yeah.
I mean, doesn't your dad get kind of a bad heart?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you're well on your way.
I know.
Probably took about 10 years off of that ticker.
I don't know. I kept drinking a lot of water.
Well, you thought it was water.
Yeah.
It probably was just the Commandant's piss.
You know, it's weird when you drink all that water and it's real hot out, you don't pee.
No, you don't pee.
Like, I was forcing myself to pee. You know, sometimes you try to
do that.
How
do you do that? Like a pipe cleaner or what?
No, I didn't have a pipe cleaner. My wee. I just was, you know, trying to do it. It was coming out like a really golden yellow, you know.
Oh, my goodness.
Like, when you drink a lot, it usually comes out clear, you know.
Yeah.
No, this is like dark. Dark yellow.
Golden yellow.
Yeah, like I was forcing myself. Like,
do you have like a color chart while you're going or what?
Yeah, I was like, uh-oh.
You weren't peeing on any test strips, were you?
Was I peeing on what?
You weren't pregnant, were you?
No.
A little color chart.
Hey,
it's a positive. It means I'm dehydrated. This is just pure blood.
Oh, man.
It's a golden red.
I was just trying to force myself to do it.
That's bizarre. Why?
Well, I don't know. I just felt weird. I'm like, God, I've drank like 4 bottles of water and I haven't peed.
So let me go see if I can pee.
Yeah.
That's weird. I mean,
it's just weird.
Obviously,
you know,
I think that just totally, if no one believed the whole banter about you not doing any physical labor,
yeah,
that just tied the knot right there. I mean, everybody knows when you're really high, you drink a lot, you just don't pee that much because you're working real hard.
Yeah.
You? Yeah. I don't know. I usually go piss like 7 or 8 times in the morning. I mean, really?
Yeah.
You'd probably die of kidney failure because you've overworked the damn thing. So
I was wondering about that because I wasn't peeing, you know?
Yeah, I got to... Jeez.
What if my kidneys shut down? What happens? There's no help, you know?
Well, they seize up, you know, and you have these back spasms.
I know.
I don't know what happens.
I don't know.